call this meeting to order.
April 27th, 7 o'clock. Commissioner Pritz. Commissioner Franek.
Here.
Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Chairman Zarowski.
Here.
Commissioner Reno Ogden.
Here.
Commissioner Prestis.
Here.
Commissioner Popowitz.
Here.
Jump all over the place. We have a quorum.
Do we have any public testimony? Hearing none, let's call for an approval of meeting minutes from last month. Anybody have any questions or comments? Okay. Anybody want to make a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Consideration of historic property modifications and applications for certificates of appropriateness.
No applications were received. The only one that was done via the Windows Subcommittee was the church, and I apologize, I forget the address, is 515 Franklin? I think it's Franklin. I can pull it up, but yeah.
Anyway, they're installing a door on the outside of a church due to the installation of a lift for accessibility, and we asked them to try to paint the metal door to look like it was
door that's on the front
historic.
The door comes with the unit, so we don't have a lot of options.
Yeah, it is 515 Franklin. It's Christ Episcopal Church. Yeah, I think the it is kind of hidden on the building too, so it's not screaming from the street view, and then they'll do what they can from there.
Okay. Website redesign.
Yeah, so we're joined tonight. I'll let him introduce himself, but talk about the website. You guys did get a brief questionnaire that Webitex put together, and there are just some things to think about as we try to go try to get some input from the HBC.
Good evening.
Nope, it's not on.
Is it green?
No, it's red.
Hit the left button again.
How's this?
Much better.
Good evening. My name is Bill Gatewood. I'm Vice President at Webitex. We're the web development firm the village has been working with to redesign the website. And tonight I'm here to get your input on your parts of the site that are going to deal with what you talk about all the time. The primary goals of the website, as you probably know, are to make it easier for visitors to find information, to transact business, and just generally make it a friendlier, more welcoming site for people looking at the village website. part of our process that we use when we redesign a website is to talk to stakeholders like yourself to find out as much as we can about your specific domain, since you're the experts, and then find out from you what you think is important for site visitors to understand about your work. And the more we know about that, the better we can present it on the website and make it easier for visitors to learn those things. So tonight I am hoping you can share with me, and I can take some notes, your thoughts on what you think it is that is most important for visitors to the River Forest website to learn about historic preservation, and give us some ideas about how you want to talk to people about it. One of the easiest ways to kind of get people to think about it is to ask you, if you could only choose two topics, for example, to talk about on the website related to historic preservation, what would they be? What would you want to say about them?
Well, I think we really have a resource on the website that is probably unique to the entire website, and that's the survey of historics and historically and architecturally significant buildings. Well, it's actually a survey of all the buildings in the village, and it's a it's a database. It's you know, incredibly deep. It's got a lot of information there, and I think it's something that is an important resource for anyone wanting to learn about the village and its resources and its architecture.
Anyone else?
The first thought that comes to mind for me is, you know, residents of the village wanting to figure out, one, whether their property, whether it's the property they currently live in or a property they're thinking about buying, probably more the first than the second, is considered historically significant in any way that matters to them, and two, if so, what rules and regulations apply. So I'm thinking of, you know, your typical homeowner who says, okay, I want to put in new windows, what are there hurdles here, or I want to build a new garage, what are the rules and regulations? Kind of a, not exactly a kind of an exciting, you know, positive spin on the whole thing. I don't think we think of ourselves as just sitting around here to kind of put up obstacles to people who want to improve their property, but I do think probably the widest appeal, since, you know, so many of the houses in the village are historically significant one way or another, and so many people are spending time and money upgrading their residences, you know, I think that's probably a lot of our traffic.
Well, you know, one of the things that we've said all along is that, you know, we think that the architecture of the village is one of the three prime reasons that people move here to River Forest. One is the schools, the other is the proximity to the city, and the other is just the quality of the architecture and just the general personality and character of the village. So to underscore that for the village and help us, you know, get great people to come, you know, live here and work here and be a part of our community.
And as a result, one of the things that the architectural survey does is it's designed to be searchable both now and to be built upon for the future, so that people can use it genuinely as a resource for a long period of time. It also has a way of hopefully being user-friendly in a way that will convince people that preservation actually makes a lot of sense and we're just not the paint police. As a result, one of the problems that I think most, if not all of us, have had in previous iterations is the searchability functions of the survey, where it's been down for extended periods and or it really hasn't worked as appropriate. And I'd echo what Chairman Zarowski said, that we may be unique among the various commissions in the village in that the survey, more than just a nice little piece of information, really kind of says what we're all about and is designed to sort of present the whole issue of preservation in front of the people of the village. And as a result, we really need that to work pretty seamlessly. And to date, that I think has been something that regrettably hasn't been the case.
Are there any specific tasks that residents might need to do on the site related to your work?
Well, one of the things that would be in terms of clicking in their specific properties in as part of the database, and or, as Brian mentioned, checking a property that perhaps they may be interested in, either just informationally, stylistically, or because it looks like their home and they want to get some information possibly about what their home is about, or they may be interested in putting in a purchase offer. So as a result, we really would like this to be as user-friendly as is humanly and then some possible.
One little thing is there is a list of all the significant properties on the website, and it's done by street. an address. And if there could be like a link there to go to the survey, so it could take you to, you know, further information on your property.
So there's as part of the upgrade to the ordinance last year, one of the there's a diagram that describes the process related to not only gaining certification, so this thing that we were talking about earlier, consideration for a certificate of appropriateness. There's a linear process that's described on the as an addendum to the ordinance. I think that's an important thing. So helping people understand if you want to do something to your property, and this is kind of what we're talking about, what the process is that you need to go through
I mean, the ordinance is a complicated document with all the rules and regulations, but the commission put this together as like, okay, what do you want to do? Like, this one is for
alterations.
The general alterations, and here's the steps you go through. There's one for windows and one for demolitions. So they're helpful documents. You know, just on the HPC's page, just the one thing that I would add is there's a lot of different documents, and they're all useful in different ways. Right now, as you can see, they're probably not the most friendly and inviting to click on, and so I think that's kind of one of the things that might be helpful to overcome. You know, there's some written reports that there's PDF versions on here. You know, there's the database itself, there's the survey and the list of properties. So all those things are here, and some of that material is real good. It's just not a very inviting page.
It's just thick, right?
Yeah.
And wordy.
I wanted to follow up on that thought. Someone mentioned that you don't want to just be the pain police or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do to address that concern?
Is there something we can say? I don't know if it's on right now.
You know, right now we say on the sort of the front end, River Forest is a historic. We start off with the survey. Here's our survey. And that actually requires some interest or knowledge to know why you'd ever want to look at it. But then we say, River Forest is a historic community committed to protecting, preserving, and promoting its rich heritage. And we talk about all the different architects we have.
But I think we need something that says we're here as a, number one, as a resource.
Mm.
We're here to, I suppose, to protect what is good, but also to promote what can make things better as a resource to help people want to do something to your home.
As you make changes to
sell your home or buy a home, we've got information on that home so that things that...
That's a great point, because I mean, criticism I have, I've spent a bunch of time just kind of looking at our page, and I won't get into the sort of the architecture of it, which is obviously flawed and lacking, and kind of that's your specialty. But I will say one thing that jumps out at me is it's a smattering of information, but it's hard to look at it. What is, you click on historic preservation, that's the link on the sidebar, and then it's sort of like, well, what is this?
Yeah, yeah.
And is the page about the commission, or is it about just the concept of historic preservation? And currently, I think it's more broad concept.
More about the concept.
Than focused on just the commission. And if that's right, and I'm not here to say whether it is or isn't, then I guess you would imagine something built in there about the, you know, this historic preservation, this is what's going on in the village, here's some of our architecture. We have a historic preservation commission, this is what they do, and you know, built into the, because right now it's just kind of disaggregated points of data.
I'm curious, is there information now explaining the why behind historic preservation? So if I went and saw that chart, and I was going to do something, and you said, well,
why
look
do we
at
think
this.
It's important?
I mean, the ordinance itself has it, but, I mean, I bet you, like, one in a million people come to the website, say, boy, I wonder why anyone gives a crap about historic preservation. I know I'll read a regulation drafted by a bunch of lawyers and then hope there's a good statement. And, you know, that's just not how people roll.
Right.
So, but it is there. I mean, there's a nice statement in there that you could lift out, and it's relative. It's
could be an outline for that.
It's one of the easiest things to read in the whole ordinance. Yeah. That part about why anyone cares about historic preservation.
I'm just thinking along the lines of, if I have to follow a bunch of rules, if you tell me up front there's a reason to do this and it's not just an arbitrary requirement that mm-hmm. we actually have the best interests of the village, this is why you have to look through all these rules.
Right.
So, yeah. Something condensed that right up front would be great.
So I guess one question I would have is, do you need us to help you create structure for this section, or do you want to look at it and request comment on your proposed structure?
I think the latter. I think what we want from you is to identify what you think are the highest priorities in terms of communication goals, because like you said, there's quite a bit of information there now, and it's not all equal. It's not Lake Wobegon, not all the kids are above average. So we need to identify what is important, what's crucial to your key audiences, and then we can structure things that stuff is emphasized. Everything will still be there, but give it some structure, communicate that prioritization.
Yeah, one project that we're working on that could help to enliven this part of it is we're creating a map, a physical map, that people can use to not only locate different architects and different, all sorts of historically and architecturally significant properties. And we're going to be writing summaries for about 30 or 40 different properties. And, that could be something that could be sprinkled in here to kind of just make it a little bit less dense. Hey, look at, here's a pretty house. Here's a beautiful church. Here's the
idea. Here's Maywoods that the idea sort of sparked from. You know, where there's some homes there, and then the inside of the brochure is a map. So again, I think in part intentionally designed to be much lighter than the full survey in terms of content. Much more.
It's kind of an introduction, and kind of an overview. But a resource that, someone coming to the village can use to look at the village the way they want to look at it, whether they want to come and look at all of the Frank Lloyd Wright homes that are here, or all of the Talmadge and Watson homes, or, prairie homes in general. Just a tool that we can put in people's hands, and having something like that, as a PDF that someone can access, I think would certainly be helpful. And
I think the current website is probably the product of the commission taking sort of the village's suggestion as a format, and then adding a whole bunch of information over time, which kind of gives you the old idea that, what's the old phrase, that a camel is a horse designed by a committee, that you've got a whole lot of stuff there, but it's not necessarily a great whole. And I would agree with what Brian said. I think what we're missing is both a why and a what. And if it's helpful, I'm happy to take a whack at a couple of paragraphs, both as to the why and the what, as an intro, because it sounds like that's maybe how we're going to kind of break this down, so that people can use it, because those are probably the two main goals: to educate people about the general concept, but also, okay, I've got a house. This is what I want to do. What do I have to do? Does this apply to me? How do I find that out? And there's also plenty of information there about, that the village has gathered, that we've gathered about the current homes in the village, achieve the rank of being significant according to the architectural survey. So,
I think in addition to communicating to people that are interested in architecture and interested in making changes to their homes, I think to the general real estate community, to make it easier for them to understand what the rules are, just because the easier things are understood, the easier it is for people to kind of make a decision upon a real estate decision, right?
And helping the real estate community to see this as a resource instead of a hindrance on anything that they're trying to do. And that's another thing, too, just so you know, that we've talked about here before was, finding, easier ways to actually get to this page. One of them that we talked about, like we said, was recreating links so that it can be, vrf.us/HPC. So, then that can be on material you guys give to realtors, things like that. So.
You raised an issue. I'd like to hear some comments on the perception of the commission. You mentioned you don't want to be viewed as a hindrance. Do you feel like there is a general perception one way or the other about the commission?
Well, I'm not sure that we specifically. I think it's, commissions in general have a reputation for being bureaucracy. Okay, I want to do this. You're telling me I got to do something. So, rather than being an obstacle to kind of help people understand that we can help them make smarter decisions. That's what we're really trying to do.
I think the way a preservation commission relates to its community has got a lot to do with not only the ordinance itself, but the personality of the commission. And in some places in the country, commissions are pretty stiff and rigorous and have a whole bunch of hard and fast, hard-edged rules. Here, our ordinance is not as exacting as in some places, and I think our general tenor has been, in the 8 or 9 years that we've been around, to try to be very user-friendly. One of the comments we've gotten from a significant number of the people who've come in front of us with their properties for comment is, gee, I wish I'd come to you guys sooner. I didn't realize that you could provide this input, this assistance. You're really not difficult to deal with, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that there's the broad majority of the community is in favor of the concept. I think when we were talking about amending the ordinance to tighten it, in a couple of specific areas, there was an attempt by some people in the opposition to miscast what we did. And then when we finally got out in front of a series of public hearings and said, okay, let's just drill down to the actual words. This is what it says. Do you have a problem with this? Even some of the staunchest opponents said, no, that makes perfectly good sense. I don't have an issue with that.
So there's some perception that comes from that, the rewriting the ordinance, just in general, it being sort of a complicated process and there being a lot of misunderstanding in the community. I think we're over that hump. But, the other thing I would just say to the perception is that there's probably a lot of people that perceive them, as the commissions, as just being a hoop to jump through. In reality, the commission is made up of architects and people who have vast experience in rehabbing homes and things like that and strives to be more of a resource and aid in the process.
To that point, and you mentioning the example of someone saying they were surprised at what a great resource you were, are there, anecdotally common questions that you hear a lot from the public? I mean, is it possible, could you, boil it down to a handful of common questions you get that you could present on the site and answer without anybody even, calling you or coming to a meeting or something?
Do we have frequently asked questions up there? I think we do. Maybe not.
Certainly not that I wrote.
It's a challenge because we have some pretty, I think, to the extent we have any constituencies at all, they're pretty diverse. In other words, you have some people who I imagine, and now, I'm freelancing here, but I imagine some people come to our website and say, I'm interested in the architecture, I'm interested in historic preservation, I'm going to spend some time looking at survey or otherwise learning about the architecture and the historic preservation efforts, almost, quasi-academic interest. Mm-hmm. And then you have some people coming at it from a totally different perspective who say, it's all well and good. I live in a historically significant house, fine. But I just have a real world need to know promptly whether I can tear down my garage. or put in that new window, or build the lift for my grandmother, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I can imagine people have other ideas, but I guess my point is, especially given that the site isn't just about the commission, mm-hmm. at least as it's structured, it's about historic preservation. The commission's obviously a big part of that, but it's challenging for me, at least, to think of, you know, the five Q&As, because it's like, well, why are you here? Why are you looking at this site in the first place?
The two I can think of, Bill, and I think you really got to them there, is how do I learn more? So, you know, how do I navigate any of these resources, you know, and how do I find them and do that? And then the second being, you know, what's the ordinance all about, or what does the ordinance mean to me? And I think those flow charts do a real good job of that. So it's a good point, and I've never thought about it before, mostly because they're shortcutted on my desktop probably, but they are difficult to find. So that's a good resource to make more permanent.
Even something as simple as, you know, somebody wanting to do work on their house, to make it clear that the commission has nothing to do with what they do on the interior. Because there were, you know, a lot of questions that came up. You know, you're restricting me putting air conditioning into, you know, into my house, which didn't. You can do anything you want to, but on the exterior, if it's, you know, if it's above a certain percentage of the, you know, of the exterior that could be seen from the streets,
yep.
you do need to come to the commission and something just to make clear that if, you know, if you're working on your house and you have interior renovation,
right.
you know, you probably need to get a permit to do that from, you know, the village, but the commission lets you do what you want.
But that is a common misperception.
It is
mm-hmm.
very
common misperception.
Mm-hmm.
And that
I would say part of our perception challenge is, to be quite honest, is Oak Park and how stringent their preservation ordinance is. And so people read the newspaper, they see what's happening in Oak Park, and it, you know, it just sends off bells and whistles for people to kind of wondering what the implications are here, because, you know, they assume that we have the same rules here in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But even frequently asked questions could be divided into certain sections. If you are searching information about historic preservation and homes in River Forest, you know, you can go to such and such a site. If you have a historic, you know, significant house, and you have questions about, you know, whether you need to go to the commission, just, you know, one, two, three, four, and I don't know what the other.
And so understanding that the audiences and their needs are going to be diverse, and it may be difficult to, you know, nail down a list of specific questions, do you think it's reasonable to create a list of reasons you would want to contact the commission? If you could say, here's what you can learn from us, here's what you can get from the commission, and just to summarize it that way, and then leave it up to them to point them in the right direction.
So there are also financial benefits via federal tax credits and state.
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. With
yeah.
you may
yeah.
not understand that, but if you saw that in a short list of benefits.
But maybe it's, you know, frequently asked questions, or, you know, residents, historically curious people, and real estate professionals. I mean, those are really probably the three pools of people that we need to address and educate as much as anything. It would seem like, realtors are interested in these things, you know, homeowners are interested in this, and architect buffs are interested in that.
Because specific questions are in their consideration and their answers unique to the individual properties, it's not as though we can say, you know, we can't write a question, I want to replace my windows, do I have to see the commission? Well, it depends. And a lot of those fall into it depends. I think I think what Tom hit on is there are sort of those three constituencies, three audiences, rather, in terms of general questions. I think something that several of my other fellow commissioners have said is absolutely spot on, and that is ways to provide guidance to navigate around the site. The help function of, I want to find this out. How do I do this? Because there's a lot of information. And many of us have been members of the commission for a good number of years, so we sort of view this thing as almost second nature. And sometimes you have to remind yourself, well, for people that don't do this all the time, either on a volunteer basis or professionally, it's a pretty daunting amount of information. So if there are ways that we can break it down as a very user-friendly interface to what's available on the site and where you can go and how you can get there, I think that would be very helpful.
But I keep on coming back to, you know, probably the two most important things are probably the survey and the flowcharts.
Yeah.
Probably, those are probably the most important things for me.
Could there actually be categories set up, for example, realtor and information that they would be more interested in, homeowner, and actually have those categories, if that's possible?
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, if you are a realtor, click here, and then under that there would be, now obviously there's crossover between all of this, but perhaps there would be information that a realtor would be more interested in than others. I don't know. But that might be one way. We're trying to simplify this thing. If by the categories, you might make it simpler. I'm a homeowner, and I want to make click that in.
I think so.
Possibly. Okay. There would be repetition, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, for each of you individually, how would you define a successful redesign for this section of the site? How are you going to assess it?
What criteria would we use to measure?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're talking about simplicity. You know, simplicity, better organized, a little bit simpler. More graphic. I mean, it's probably one of the few commissions that actually has, you know, things to show that can make it, you know, interesting and lively.
Yeah, some pictures on there.
Yeah.
Eliminate some of the current frustrations in using the site, either because you can't click into the survey or, okay, there's all this stuff. You know, short of sitting down for hours and hours just wading through it all, how do I get to what I want? I think that's not there, again, because we've been just sort of stapling pages on at the end of the book.
Accumulating.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To me, it's as simple as a clearly defined message or messages, and we've been talking about some of that today, but you know, I would like someone to be able to come to the website and promptly understand the one, what our point is, and two, kind of what's here, you know, without having to read the entire 5,000 words.
So one thing that we've already established is that Brian would be your contact. So that would be, you know, from our perspective, I mean, through John. But, you know, we've got a lot of things that we're trying to do, and we're obviously the most important part of the whole website. So just, you know, it probably should be on the homepage. You know,
happy to help you get in touch whenever you need to.
Does anybody else have anything they wanted to share?
Good luck. We look forward
Thank
to
you.
It.
Thank
yeah,
you.
No, it's. I mean, I think it is an interesting part of the website, to be honest. I think it's definitely probably one of the more interesting challenges that you have in front of you.
And Bill's partner, Billy, from Old Texas, as well, is from Oak Park.
He couldn't be here tonight, but he's very familiar with the architecture and the pride in it. He's already done some good photography for us on some of the properties, so I'm sure he'll do a nice job.
I do think, just drawing on anecdotal evidence only, that even for people who don't care really at all about historic preservation and have no real interest in architecture, I mean, regardless of where you are on all of that, and even if you're only skin deep, plenty of people, when they say, why would you live in River Forest as opposed to fill in the, I'm not going to name any, you know, competing suburb where the houses are all the same, but people, you know, say, I would never want to live there, the houses are all the same. That's why I like living here, because there's all these beautiful houses. And, you know, I guess my point is that there is a pretty broad message that I think resonates with a great many of the members of our community, even if as you get deeper into it, it sort of falls off, right? I mean, not many people know as much as or care as much about the historic preservation aspect and all the intricacies as perhaps the people in this room, but a lot of people get and care about the broad point.
And village pride in general. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of it is the home stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, when I go to some other suburbs, including some very nice ones where lots of rich people live, I still say to my wife, God, you know, I would never want to live here. Yeah. And my focus isn't the mean people of those other suburbs. It is the built environment.
The character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
We do lock the door, so you're not allowed to leave until we're done talking. No, thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Okay. Seven 40. Commissioner assignments. I mean, I really, really want to focus on the map, but let's see.
Well, how many is the idea, is the big to do to cut a few houses, or is that not even really the?
I don't know. I don't know that that's the intent.
Okay, we've got 33.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a kind of a wonky one.
Yeah.
I think
that's the wrong photo.
Yeah. Yes, it's the wrong photo.
Which one?
Yeah.
Which number?
1010 Forest.
Yeah. Yeah, Purcell and Helmsley didn't design it.
1010 Harlem? My apologies.
Oh, 1010 Harlem, yeah.
Okay, so we do want 1010 Forest down there. Yeah. Got to get the right photo?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, sorry about that.
I thought you all just knew a lot more about architecture. In all seriousness, I did not spot that. I was just like,
seeing if we're paying attention.
My apologies.
I wanted to hear the backstory behind
this. Right.
I
put one little Easter egg in there for you guys. So you passed. Ripple. Yep, I'll make that change.
Are we talking about eliminating some places? Is that the focus of this discussion?
Not necessarily.
Oh. Because I was going to say there are two buildings. To be perfectly frank, I had to go and look at them to see that they were two different structures. But for example, number 10 here, the Frank Lloyd Wright, and number 12. I couldn't believe that they were different residences, and I had to go and actually look at it myself.
Oh,
I can't help but believe that Beeman copied Frank Lloyd Wright's building and added on to it. In this program I'll be giving in May, I actually have different images of the Orndorff residence. And when I first saw this, I thought, I called you, or I emailed you, I said, you made a mistake here. This is just a view of the Orndorff. I couldn't believe that. He said, no, it really is a separate structure. And I couldn't believe it. Well, I had to go and look at it, and it is. And I've got views in the talk I'm giving of the Orndorff, and one of the views looks exactly like this, exactly like it. Hmm. So, I mean, I...
I'm pretty familiar with both houses, and I think they're pretty different.
I think that.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Do you really? Well, then we disagree. Okay, all right. I just found. I was going to say eliminating. I know it's a right and all that, but okay, if you think they're different, that's fine. I stand corrected.
Yeah, the Chauncey Williams house is actually a pretty important house.
Okay.
I think somehow, you know, 30 rolled into 33, but I mean, as long as we structure it,
yeah,
like,
I don't think there's any reason to. Okay. But 30 is a magic number.
Hunger Games for the next 15 minutes.
Additionally, though, I wanted to just also, after reviewing, I think the other part of that from last month was, is there anything that we are missing? Anything dire that we're missing? The only thing that I came across in my review of it was whether or not the Waller Gate should be included because of its significance. But maybe that just has a special special star on the map, but doesn't need a picture. I don't know. Just a thought.
What do we think about the Waller Gates?
Because most people will probably go over that way.
I guess when it gets to the Waller Gates, that really kind of, it's a reach in terms of the history that's there, because there's not much to see. Hmm. It's more about what used to be there.
Waller Gates. We'll pick it up that way. Because it doesn't go there because of Winslow houses.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the map would be enough to spot it out.
Yeah, I think so.
Just
the only other thing that I'd like, I just like to make another case for Grace Lutheran Church, because I was looking at that again. I take pictures of it all the time when I go there, and I really do think that the structure is remarkable. And it's it's got some historic. I mean, I seem to remember. I think it was when it was built. It was on a national list of like 150 most important buildings built in the early 20th century. But
who's the architect?
I think it's Talmadge and Watson.
It is.
Yeah.
That gigantic tower,
right? Don't say it again.
I will never say it.
The one that sank.
No, he referred to it as.
No.
Never mind. But we have enough structures on the list, so I'm not gonna waste too much time on that.
Unless for whatever reason, whatever layout we've landed on warranted one more or one less. I don't know that there's, a real reason.
The first time the number would lay a little better.
Yeah, right now, I guess if you have three panels or, somehow you have, somehow you have 11, so it's 33, or this one's four panels of homes. So.
Well, I think it's the graphic designer is going to deal with whatever number we give them.
Yeah.
Right. So the number is probably unimportant. I think it's more about, is the list getting too big? Is it, is it doing what we, what we want it to do in terms of getting people excited about walking around and looking at our village? Do we want to just make a motion to accept this current list as a?
I so move. Yes.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's do it. Let's move forward. Now, the next thing I'd like to do is assign writers for different structures. Okay. So, should we?
Also, photographs. Are we going to get? Are they going to respond to taking photographs, Jonathan? Or
website guys that took some photographs or what?
And to get other photos for the website, we are going to have, you know, some more photography of the village for all sorts of different things. Now, in terms of photography for this project, you know, I'm sure that not every one of these homes would be included in the website photos. We could do that otherwise. I don't know, at some point, you know, you talked about taking pictures, and that's fine too.
Well, why don't you just do that? Why don't you just
whatever you guys are happy with?
Do you want to do that, Dave?
Yeah, I just want to. Because a lot of them are, you know, taking the wrong time of day, so the sun's on that kind of
right, thing. Right. It's not intended for these to be the pictures for sure.
Yeah, okay.
So Dave's in charge of photography. Okay. So you get one less write-up then. Should we go down the list here? We've got the Davenport House. Anybody want to take a stab at that? Do you want to bring it up? Pull them up on the screen again so that everyone can look
before
at them again.
Before we sign, Tom.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Go ahead.
Could we talk about, you know, how big these are, what's to be included in them?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We've talked about that before. I think we've talked about it being no more than 100 words.
100 words,
okay. Yeah. Are we thinking of something along the lines of what's in the, because that's not enough.
Those are maybe 50 at the most.
Yeah, right. I was going to say 100 would be way more than.
And additionally,
and I did that little template. If it's helpful. I mean, if it's not, it's not. But I put together a little, you know, kind of fill in the blanks template so that what people deliver back is in some kind of common format.
Sure.
Defer to you.
No. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Let me see if
I can find. I just don't remember it, to be honest.
I basically took the format used there and kind of genericized it.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's far from rocket science. It's not a lot of. It's just kind of someone could take it, copy and paste it five times, and then right there, and they'd all be in the same
style
and format.
They'd all feel consistent, and then maybe someone
state your name.
Yeah.
And maybe someone goes through and just kind of does one last proof
sure,
to kind of make it all consistent. Yeah.
But even just the simple stuff, like, you know, if we're going to have the address followed by the architect or the architect first and then so that's what I sort of copied out of there.
Cool. So do we want to go down here and pick houses?
Do we have any way of divide? Do you want to divide it in terms of everybody here gets X number of houses
for 33?
So it's about five apiece.
Yeah. Yeah.
1
through
5,
or
5
through
10.
Yeah, exactly.
If we can pick our own, I'd like the Orendorf house.
You can't. I'm not giving it to you. You've been on vacation for the last 3 months. You don't get to pick first. No, absolutely.
Can I have the Orendorf house? Please.
Okay, sure. Great. I'm glad we got somebody volunteering for something. Anybody else?
I have all kinds of ones I want to take if I get to pitch.
Sure, why don't we? Yes. Let's go ahead. Just
can I do the tennis club?
Why don't you give us the numbers?
Oh, jeez.
12.
Okay, so how are we going to mark this up?
Well, why don't we go through an order and somebody.
Can we do that?
Why don't we just go around and everybody just picks?
It'll be like a draft.
Just,
yeah,
or you could just appoint. You know, you take the first house, the next.
No, let's pick. Because I got some I know nothing about and some I know a fair amount about because I've done the research.
Okay, right. Dave.
So
Dave
just
gets
go
first
down
choice.
Go around line, give everybody their first choice.
Yeah. There you go.
But I got the Orendorf.
I'll take three.
Okay.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah, Winslow House.
Oh, you took the best house
in
the village.
What? First?
Well,
he got the number one pick.
That's right, you got the number one. You got number two pick.
Okay.
You got number two pick.
Should we pick for Fritz?
No.
He gets last choice since he's not here.
That's right.
Okay.
He gets the room, you know.
Okay.
The spoils.
Okay. Carla?
I want...
Oh, yeah.
Where's the number here?
I am. I think he is too.
I want number 31, Spencer's house.
31.
I'll do 33. Let's try to make this fast.
Oh, I'll do, which number?
Let's not make this.
Only number 8.
8?
Yeah.
Why would you do that one?
Number 11.
30.
Wait, great.
You said fast.
Yeah, that was fast.
So you didn't even start with the one that you wanted, Commissioner Fogel.
30.
All right, you get 2 picks, Precious. We're going back.
Oh, sweet. I'll go ahead and just say it.
Snake.
I think am I conflicted out of my own house?
No.
You should be. That's
you should do
you
it.
You should take it.
All right. I'll take my 23.
Yeah.
Do I get a choice?
Yep.
I will take number 29.
I'll take 9.
Okay.
This is exciting.
It's me.
It's very exciting.
You need to tell us. I'll take June 5th against the Twins. Wait, no, that's a different draft. Let's see. I'll do 27. Ryan's neighbor.
Okay. I'll take the library.
I got it.
You already got it.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I was dreaming. Oh, now I have to find the money. Anybody take the women's club?
Which one?
Which number?
Number 2.
Number 2?
No.
Number 2.
It's all you.
Number 2.
Okay, I'll do number 7.
Oh, wait, whoa. How about him?
Oh, sorry.
Hi.
On the wrong way.
2 over there.
Yeah, I got that. I will do 11.
Al took 11.
Gone.
Already gone.
Already gone?
Yep.
Seven's
available.
15.
15.
15. You got it.
15.
And 10. Is 10 gone?
Nope. It's yours. Did you have 9 as well, or was that?
No.
Yeah, but
that was Dave R.
Sorry.
I'm going to have 2 Daves.
Back to you, Carla.
Okay, Carla, back to you.
I'll try 18. Is that bingo?
It's yours.
Yeah, it's yours.
Now number 7?
Yep.
Okay.
Number 7 is gone. 7 is gone.
It's exciting. I'm trying to be
22.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, right. 17.
My turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 20. 20 still on the market.
Yep.
20 still on the market.
All right, and I get two.
Yep.
Ooh.
21.
Ooh, goodies.
Okay. I'll take the Blocky House, 26.
Grandpa, 25.
Up to 28.
Me. Is 22 still available?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Two, no.
What about, I think somebody took 21. How about 19?
19's available, yep.
What is left?
Well, the question is, we need to leave some for...
Yeah, when do we stop picking?
Right.
Yeah, for...
32 is left, right, 24.
So, I'd say 1, 4, 5, 6, and those are pretty open as we get to that section.
16
is available.
Should we just...
Why don't we just go
20,
go through
what's,
from the
24 is available.
Okay, hold on one
Should
second.
Should we just assign some to...
Commissioner Pritz?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pritz. Give him number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah, just to kind of...
He doesn't know the owner.
How about we'll give him four, two?
Yep.
Okay.
Who to whom?
Who?
Pritz.
Mike
Pritz.
Oh. 5 and 6, is that what we're doing here?
5 and 6, yeah. Ritz. And give him, should we give him 12, or does anyone pick 12?
12.
That's the Orndorff house, is that the one you wanted,
yeah.
Al?
I thought Al
wanted. That was the first to go.
I had the Orndorff house.
Al has that, right?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. So 1 through 12 are done.
So 14.
13 is still
13,
there.
13.
I'll get him the right picture, and then we'll give him 13. Or should I not? We'll make it real real complicated for him.
Okay. So that's 5 for him.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yep.
Yeah,
and now we just keep on filling it up here. We got the Doubleman houses. We got.
So, yeah, I guess you want to talk about what's still available. Dave, it's 14, 16.
20.
24.
Is 20 available?
No.
I'll do 20.
20.
20's not available.
Davis.
Okay.
Oh.
Who has it?
Preston says.
Yeah, 20. I got
Brian.
I'm sorry,
okay.
James. I didn't catch that. 20
is available. 24 available?
Yes.
I'll do 24.
No, Brian has 24.
Yeah, no, nobody has 24.
I marked the wrong one, but
oh, no.
That's, there we go.
Yeah, no problem.
So that's Dave.
Yeah. I have 23.
Is 25 still open?
Wait, did you take two?
No.
You only took one.
Okay. Yeah. 25 is 25 available?
25 is
no.
Taken.
No.
I'll take 25. If
it's,
no.
Not
it's
available.
It's not available.
It's not available.
Not available. Okay.
I think we're pretty much there,
yeah,
to
so,
be honest.
So
what's still
open?
Yes.
Yes, I got it.
I think 32 is available.
32
is
available.
Is it all the... Is
I think
it,
that's a...
Perhaps the ones that haven't been chosen yet are telling us something about their involvement in the list.
Or the quality of the hierarchy.
True.
So how many are we supposed to have individually?
About 5.
One, two,
how many
three,
do you have?
Four,
I've got 4.
Okay.
I got 5.
So you have
yeah,
30,
so pick.
You've got 32.
So nobody's
okay.
Sound good?
14 yet?
Cool. Done.
The Doubleman?
14.
14. Oh, 14 is available.
No, it's
yep.
available.
14? What is
14? Did you take 2,
Dave,
and that's
good?
Just
one. You good.
Oh, yeah.
You good.
Yeah, 24.
Just to even
24
with the numbers, he's at 5 and so...
So, Carl, how many do you have?
I think I have 3.
I think you have 4.
So, yeah, I have 4.
You have 4.
I have 4.
Do you want the Doubleman houses? You want the Doubleman houses?
No, I don't want the Doubleman houses.
14, 16, and 32. What's left?
No, 14.
16?
No, 14, yeah.
Correct. 1692, I believe.
You're correct.
You want,
And Dave just took 32, so.
Yeah.
Which is that?
I've got 32.
Yeah. I pass
okay.
that every
so
day.
So Carla's going to get 16.
The dogs pee yeah. on
16,
that.
16, okay.
Oh, great.
All right, and so okay. then that okay. just, I think, leaves.
Who's got 14?
14. Nobody yet.
You.
I'll take it.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
All right. I will send out the format once I find it. It's somewhere that Commissioner Press has put together. What do we want to set a hard word count? I think that might be a good idea.
50 is probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Should just say one sentence is really what it should be. It should be one. Should it be
that
one
might
sentence?
Be, might be two or three, but I think.
Yeah. But just to make sure.
Thing, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I think it could be.
Right. I mean, can we use that as a model?
Yeah.
Some it's of gonna be, it is going to be a real pain if people always go over.
And then trimming it out
is like a multi-hour job for
right.
someone. So if we give, you know, there's got to be some way to kind of keep it down, or we're just going to have a bunch of extra work.
About how many words are on each of those?
I'd say, not even 50, anywhere from 15 to 35 tops. I'm just guessing as I look at it here, but
that's what I was gonna say.
And so some of them are one sentence, some of them are multiple sentences, just to just to divide some of the different concepts that go into the property, but they're not long.
I would think 50 gets you 3 to 4 sentences, mm-hmm. easy. You know, 4 to 5.
What do we think of these? I mean, are these the right length?
I sort of assume they were.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
And 50's a little longer.
40 or 50.
Well, that's
no
this,
more
this,
than.
This, so this one here.
I mean,
that
I
that one's
less,
probably
I think
about,
less is
yeah,
more.
This one's probably 50.
Yeah.
I think less is more just given the kind of point of the brochure.
Yeah.
Right, which is sort of like kind of quick.
So, 50's the limit.
Okay.
Try to do it in less.
50 limit.
Whoever ends up with the fewest total number of words gets
a free copy of the map.
Yeah.
I have a question. The list of architects, is that going to be
scrubbed.
Put in here with the addresses?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I just eyeballing it. I
yep.
just see a few. What I think are omissions or errors.
Are we
just eyeballing it?
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So
you want to proof that'll be one of your assignments too.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and anybody that sees any omissions, please
okay.
do share.
Oh, is there a format we're to follow?
I will send it to you.
Okay.
We'll
need a format.
So you'll send the list of who's assigned to what
mm-hmm.
and the format.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great.
I apologize, but it'll probably be Monday morning. But I will get it to you.
Okay.
I know. Okay. Yeah, no problem.
For the most important commission in the entire village. We have to wait till Monday.
You're right. I'll do it. I'll do it tonight.
When should this be turned in? How about giving us a time? How long are we going to give?
For the next meeting? Or do we want to review these at the next meeting?
Review them.
Review them at the next meeting? So let's have them done maybe a week before so that John can mail them out?
Yeah, that sounds
good. So when is the next meeting?
Okay, well, let's...
Thursday's the 18th.
That works for me.
This
it works for somebody else. We'll be out of town.
Normally,
well,
normally the commission meets on the fourth Thursday, which is the
25th. 25th, I'll be out of town.
I will not be here as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Earlier?
You know, we're also never married to the fourth Thursday or Thursdays at all. Just whenever we can work them out. So if the 25th is out. Don't worry.
How about June 1st?
First works for me.
I'm still out of town.
Okay.
Going to South Korea to see my boy.
Oh,
ooh.
Wow.
That's
June 8th, back by then.
Long flight.
We're going to go to the TMZ.
Don't cross it.
Don't come back with a haircut.
Right.
Or without a head.
I'll be gone on the 8th of June. How about the 15th?
Of June?
We're looking at
the
June.
What if we said the Thursday before? Was it?
17th, 18th.
So, yeah, that would be the 18th instead of the 23rd.
But you're not around. I'm not around, but I've seen how Cam and Gary meet.
He can't make it.
Yeah. The 18th's tough for me, but I'll work something out.
Well, wait a minute. Can we? The 25th doesn't work?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out the 20th through the 4th.
20th.
Okay.
But it's not like I'm going to Florida or anything like that.
That is...
Not abandoning the village for multiple months.
Can everybody else do the 18th?
Yeah.
18th? Does the 18th work for everybody else except for Dave?
Yeah.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Should.
Okay. So that puts the heat on us to get stuff done in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so I mean, I would
let's
send...
Let's try. Let's shoot for it.
I would send these out Monday morning, which is the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
The right. packet would need to go out the 12th at the latest, really the 11th. So we would it would be just over a week turnaround.
Best we can.
Yeah,
I'm not good at
reading.
So, again,
if you want to look at the
do
time
we not
frame.
Want to rush this? Do we not want to just say, well.
Who is out on the 8th? June 8th would be the next one.
I'm back on the 8th, yep.
June 8th? I'm gone on the 8th.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is it just that day, or, you know, could we try the 6th?
I'll be gone from
the 7th?
That week I'll be gone.
Okay.
The 15th, I'm available. 22nd? 29th? No, 22nd. 15th, 22nd. I don't know who else is available.
I mean, we can certainly book it on the 18th.
I just
wanted
to be here. You guys are welcome to meet without me. I would love for someone to kind of embrace the what it feels like to be chair of the commission for a day. I think that would be really helpful for the commission.
You know, I mean, in that case, the 1st or the 25th, and again...
Tan and rested. Nixon.
Should go for the 1st? June 1st?
Who does June 1st not work for?
Just me, I think.
Well, why don't we meet in South Korea?
I think I should be in Japan at that time.
Yeah. That's even better.
Obviously, we don't know about Michael's schedule, but I'm happy to work out whatever. If you need me to send out another survey or...
That sounds good.
The 1st?
Yeah.
This is just for our regular meeting, right? Or have I completely lost the thread?
Yeah. Yeah, we're just trying to find a date that works for the most people.
Our write-ups due by how long before?
The week before?
Yeah, we'll say the 24th. So you
24th.
Yeah, about 3 weeks then.
Yeah, that feels...
Are you going to send out an email on this that kind of just...
I'll see. I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'll lay down some ground rules, and then if you have any other,
and maybe send out a few nudges. Like,
okay, some reminders.
Like, yeah,
yes,
10-day
nice.
Notice.
I'll get
3-day notice.
The countdown.
24 hours.
Okay. Like we get for those economic interest forms. I got like seven. I got literally for 7 reminders.
Did you not?
And they're not even due yet.
Oh.
Till Monday.
And that's they're really worked up about getting it done, but it's like, well, I'm gonna is it done by the due date?
Okay, so June 1st.
Yep, let's do that.
Okay, June 1st meeting. Okay,
yeah. I'll phone in remotely.
What time of the day will it be?
No, I won't. Just kidding. Okay, great. I feel really good that we've got that we're beyond that obstacle. Seems like forever.
And anybody that sees any omissions anywhere, please share them, and I'll keep a master document.
Should we go through other assignments? Carla, did you have any at-risk properties?
just that the Ingalls house is back on the market. The Wright house, your neighbor, that's back on. 720 Keystone is still on the market. There are, you know, a bunch of other properties, but none of them seem at risk. And just to mention that almost the whole 700 block of Wayne in the past 2 or 3 years has been bought and sold and bought and sold.
Oh.
There always seems to be one of those houses on the market.
think they're two on right now.
I should have final pricing on that by end of week, Bill, I suppose.
Cool. Al, where are you with your presentations?
22nd, Brute Force Library, 7 to 8. It's a Monday. I'm not too, I don't know how that's going to work out. I know the seniors don't like to go out at night. So that's going
to. Do you want to write up a little note for the emailing to get that to John?
What day is it?
Okay, first of all, it's the 22nd of May, which is a Monday. Brute Force Public Library. Time 7 to 8.
Okay.
And the name, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Since I have the promotion material from last time, mm-hmm. let me do it up with the information that's on the library website.
Just send it to
I'll me. Send it to you, look it over, okay. And then we'll get it in there.
Yeah, right. That okay. Sounds good.
Sound good?
And I'm going to reach out. I haven't done this, but I'm going to reach out to the 19th Century Women's Club and see if they want a free program. And I'm going to reach out to the river, to the Oak Park Library, and see if they want a program. And see if they're at all interested. Just to get the word out. I'm just trying to get the word out. That's all. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, I think we covered most of the stuff. Do you have anything else to tell?
I got two pieces of other business.
Sure, let's go there.
First, I noticed that the community bank is open, and I noticed that the terracotta frieze underneath is not there. Were we expecting it not to be there underneath the eaves?
I don't remember.
Terracotta frieze.
There was a rather ornate frieze up near the eaves.
I just
and
remember
it was
it being
like only
painted.
On half of the building.
I just remember
yeah.
it being painted.
We talked about that.
I remember it being a freeze.
Okay.
You think they snuck something off the building?
No, I just noticed that there wasn't something there, and that
you thought was there before.
Yeah, well, I thought it was one of the things that Laura was particularly focused
yeah,
on,
Laura
if
was
I remember
very
correctly.
Something.
It was right underneath the eaves. It was sort of like, you know, filigree work.
I'd like to see photographs, Dave. Like, we should have all
okay.
the photographs. I don't remember.
Okay.
Remember the tile work at the entries was big, and they messed up the coping at the top of the parapet.
Okay.
That was previous.
That was the topic/question one. Secondly, normally we this is about the time of year we talk about the preservation awards,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, I actually have an address for the property I talked about last time. It's 812 Lathrop. You probably know from walking around. It's on the west side of the street. Second
is that
house
the
up.
Second house in. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's redone.
Yeah.
Yeah really.
What it is? It's a large brick structure that. I don't know, other than probably window replacements, that they've done a lot to the structure of the building. But what they've done is that it was largely overgrown.
Yes, the man there was a gardener.
And
then
had,
he died. It was Sleeping Beauty's castle.
It had not been maintained to the level that it probably had in prior years. And someone came in and they just did a stunning job of bringing it back. And the question is, does that fit into one of the award
Absolutely.
Categories?
Absolutely.
Streetscape, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
812 Lathrop?
Yeah.
Behead.
The difference between now and then is dramatic.
Without a doubt, David.
I mean,
that's definitely an award.
Yeah.
One of the things that we've talked about was maybe contacting the building department for, like, just see if they've got a list of properties, and then maybe we can make a couple calls. Say, okay, here's four or five buildings that, you know, hey, yeah, oh, yeah, you should see, yeah, this house and this house and this house really did something special, you know. That would be.
Let me see if I can get that list. And then, two, you know, we have a form letter that we've sent as an invitation to apply before. I can send one to 812 Lathrop if you'd like.
That's kind of what I'm getting at, is if we can identify some homes. And
I'll see if we can find some more from there. But I want to do that early next week, just we leave them enough time to apply. Yep. So I'll send that over to you maybe, and you can see what you think.
Jan?
I have one, and she appeared here.
It's gorgeous. Wonderful. She's done a beautiful job.
They
tore
off the front porch covering so that the porch is going to hold it. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. They've done a beautiful job. They're still working on it.
Yeah, 558 Franklin. Is that one we want to send an invitation to?
Yeah.
And she appeared here twice.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Great.
All right.
Okay. Any other business?
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, just was it 9:30 Ashland that got torn down?
Yes.
Okay. One of those properties is now on the market for $3,800,000.
$3 million, did you say?
Yes. With an M, not a B.
3.7
million plus. Almost going on to 4.
Yeah, right. Isn't it like 3.8 or something?
That's gonna be
mm-hmm. 3.8 something. 3.870 or something.
Absolutely.
So if anybody knows or wants to
drop a little coin. Should we find someone that can establish an endowment with our commission? Can you work on that, John?
Yes, I'll get right on it.
Get some water bottles in the fridge.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
Second. We're going to adjourn first in our review.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.